Hello there. This is M here with a nautical twist episode. For this episode, I'm actually going to talk about something that I have intentionally not really talked about on this platform. But with so many of us out here fighting to end systemic racism, to fight for justice and all of that, I was like, well, it's time for me to start to be just start talking about this type of thing. I avoid it because for many different reasons, I didn't want to somehow misrepresent my thoughts or like leave something out and all that. And just, I don't know. And I just didn't want to cause any tension or anything like that. But at the end of the day, you know what? It's fine. There's never been an episode that I have released where I haven't been like, oh man, I forgot to talk about this. I forgot to talk about that. There's always been these different things that I've left out, but I had intended to bring up during the conversation. So I figured, worst case scenario, if I really feel like I've really left something out, I will just upload another episode to elaborate or and whatnot. So I wanted to just share a little story, just a little background, and at least some of my experience just growing up. And I just want basically just like talking about like race in my life, and just a couple stories. This does not capture all my different interactions and things involving race being brought up or anything like that. But I wanted to at least share a couple stories and background. But I'm sure over time I'll bring up more in the conversation. And also I also want to say as a disclaimer that my experience is my own individual experience as me, specifically me, M, a Black woman in the United that lived, born and raised living in the United States. So there's a great variety of stories, and I think, oh my gosh, they're absolutely worth hearing. And I know people even within my own family who have very, very different stories about people bringing up their race and things like that. And it's just very different experiences, but it all comes down to the fact that this is my title for this episode, and this is really what I say. Race can matter even when you don't want it to. And so I wanted to tell you about when I grew up in a background where around me I was in a very, I would consider it fairly diverse area. But for some reason I don't know. I grew up in a diverse area, but like I didn't really think, I feel like I didn't think too much about race growing up. Not too much. At least in the early years. And then I moved to a new high school I moved into a new high school where I was one of very few Black people in the high school. And I remember when I joined, it was very different in how I was treated. Suddenly, like I was something different. Kids were, I mean, of course, highly aware of my skin color, even though like I literally am just trying to go there, be a kid. Like I grew up so dorky, I just really just wanted to have a situation where I could just blend in and all that good stuff. But instead, like a lot of what happened was some kids would be like, oh my gosh, like can you dance, can you sing, can you do this, and they would ask me this type of stuff. And I remember I was just like, I remember I was thinking, like, they're asking me to do stuff that's just based on the things that they've seen on in the media and TV, which that's a whole nother topic that I could go on and on about. So they're basing their opinion of me on that. And so they're expecting me to be whatever it is they saw on TV. And I remember like just like kids would have different reactions to me based on that. And I remember one kid specifically who he was like, he would come to me and he'd be like, oh, he's like, oh, you look kind of dirty, referring to my brown skin, which I absolutely love. And I've actually always loved, I mean, as in I've never felt bad about my skin, technically, but he's like, oh, you look kind of dirty. I don't know. He just would say crazy stuff like that. He called me like a shadow and all that. And it's funny because when I look back on that, I wasn't I wasn't like hurt by him saying this because of my own specific personality and because I grew up very protected by my parents. My parents, that's something else I really wanted to know. My parents were very protective of me. I didn't go out very much until later on, like later in high school when I was able to drive and everything like that. Before that, like I actually didn't go out too much, unless I was under very, very close eye of my parents. So that probably also has factored into my story. But when the kid said that to me and was like constantly making like rude comments about my skin and everything like that, I remember I wasn't offended because, like, first of all, I had no respect for this kid. Like, I had no respect for him. I didn't respect him before the comment, and I certainly didn't respect him after. So, like, but it just was interesting that he would bring that up because it really shows, like, there's a lot of, like, people will be thinking about my skin even when I am not. And so when people sometimes say, like, oh, well, skin doesn't matter, like everybody needs to get over it. Like, I mean, sure, that would be great if we could all just, be, but like, first of all, it is important to me to acknowledge the history and how that has impacted it. If you know anything about the United States and redlining and so many different other issues, you have the Tulsa Massacre. You have so many different things that have really set back people based on something else that somebody said mattered. So like, I mean, you could talk about Native Americans and so many other things. So anyway, my point is that again, it matters even when you don't want it to. I definitely had other interactions where people would just try and like, like they would tell me, I remember I had my very first sleepover at that school and the girls would tell me like, oh, well, my parents said, I could never date a black guy. And I just remember when these girls would be saying this stuff and I just was like, you literally are telling your girls to like, I don't know, specifically call out this specific group of people, these specific group of people based on their specific skin. For whatever your reason is, I'm assuming it's based on media and all that different stuff. And again, like I can have a whole different conversation on how I think media has really done such a disservice to people of color, oftentimes showing us in such like a couple different types of roles and not really showing the extreme like different. I mean, we've such a different interests and ideas and hopes and aspirations and dreams that are not captured it properly in media. And so that is a whole nother conversation. But let's just jump ahead to now. I even in my current job, and even my job before this, I have had my race brought up to me. And again, this is not something that I bring up. I literally am trying to exist. Like, especially when it comes to work, I am about my business. When I show up to work, when it's time for me to work, I literally am like, okay, I want to get this job done. I stay professional. I do what I'm supposed to do. And, then I clock out for the day and go about my business. And so it's interesting when race is brought up. I've literally had a coworker tell me herself that she's racist and that she's working on it. And so many other examples of people with highly inappropriate behavior. I've seen in my job, like specifically, I was helping people interview for work. And I remember there was this like to have a job similar to mine. They wanted to have like some peers like help interview, which I thought was a really cool thing. Like, so basically you were kind of helping interview people who would be take like having a similar role, people you'd be working with. So I thought that was actually a great idea. But something interesting was, I remember there were about three black applicants. And I remember this because of how shocking the contrast was. Of course, like I was like, it was nice because like, I mean, it's another situation where like I am a minority in where I work, which of course, not surprising in a country where I'm a minority. But I was like, oh wow, like there happens to be three people like happen to be black who qualify for this. And I was like, whoa. And I remember there was this one woman that was so enthusiastic about the job. She was very well qualified. And I was so excited. And then I remember there was this girl who there was another girl. She was a white woman who showed up. She had no experience related to the job whatsoever, like no experience related to the job. But she was good friends, I believe, with my boss's, I think my boss's mother or something like that. Anyway, she was somehow like knew that person. I remember I was just like, I was shocked because I was like, I remember they when they decided who they were gonna pick, it was between this one woman who was very qualified or this girl who just showed up and happened to know somebody. Now that of course could be related to nepotism, but somebody the fact that the applicants that like had that sharp resume and like had experience related to the job, had the enthusiasm, were completely overlooked. Like it wasn't worth considering the time that they've put, the experience that they've had towards that over the favoritism that this girl received. Again, that could be related to nepotism. I don't know. But either way, I was like, wow. So I've seen this in different situations. And I remember in some situations at work, I've had people ask me the craziest things. And it's okay. I don't mind getting questions. Like I get questions about my hair because I have dreadlocks, and people have asked me some pretty wild questions about them. A lot of them would assume like, oh, you don't. So like, I mean, I know you can't wash your hair, but I'm like, wait, what do you mean I can't wash my hair? Of course I can wash my hair. They're like, what do you mean? How? Like the same way you wash your hair with shampoo and water. It's as simple as that. And so like a lot of this is interesting because like I think people feel comfortable talking with me and asking me questions, which I appreciate. Like I'd rather someone ask me about something than make assumptions. And I think to me at the end of the day, I'm while sometimes like it's been shocking some of the comments that I've gotten over time, particularly in a situation where I am an extreme minority, like maybe the only black person around or something like that. But either way, I'm open. I will have conversation. I'm glad that people feel comfortable enough to ask me, rather than like just like making an assumption, then going and talking with other people about it. So then everybody that they know has the wrong, who jumps to the wrong conclusion about what's going on, why I do what I do. But it can be weird sometimes. Like somebody like literally studying me or commenting on my skin, like a lot. It's just interesting. And that's just like these are just like a few parts of my experience. And I know I'm kind of rambling on, but I'm trying to first of all just be bold about talking about this. Because again, like to me, like obviously race is very personal, but at the same time, or at least like my experience, is very personal. But at the same time, I think while we're having conversations, this is the time where people are asking questions. While I feel like the things that are going on are so sad in some areas, something I have been feeling so encouraged by is people daring to ask questions, daring to read about the history of race and black people, particularly in my country, and just taking a look at history and understanding how unfair certain things have been, how certain people have been set up in such a terrible way. I mean, in this country, in my country in particular, set back by generations. And we still see today, even today, seeing people, some people, the same people who will say they're not racist are the same ones who are, I mean, we have videos of this, of people documenting, like documented as having done something or said something extremely racist. And so this happens a lot. And people, I've had many situations where people are like, oh, it doesn't matter. And like, oh, it's not a big deal. I wish it weren't, but that's just not the case. And so for me, it's like, people are now having a chance to experience this for real, for the first time. And people are seeing these videos and are open to watching them. And I don't know if it's just part of like just because of the pandemic and all of that has factored into people being more open, but people are more open. And so like I've had such a frustration in the past with trying to explain this to people and try and help you understand, like, no, I'm not making excuses for anything. And the saddest thing is the only reason I think they even have taken me seriously is because I have the right credentials for them to actually listen to me. I shouldn't have to be the right kind of person to for you to pay attention to the facts of what has happened in our history. It just should not have to happen. But I'm glad because I'm glad that like people are being open now, and it's time for these conversations to happen. I mentioned this on Instagram, and I wanted to make sure to reiterate it here. You are welcome to ask me questions. You're welcome to reach out to me. You can always DM me on Instagram if you'd like. And if you do want to talk about anything, if you do have questions, I am willing to talk with you. I really am. I'd also very much encourage people to research. Even for myself, I have to brush up on my understanding of history as well, because so much of it, you know how they say, like the winners, the conquerors, pick the story. So the people basically who go in and have had the chance to wipe out major chunks of civilizations and generations, like those people get to they while setting back those groups, you have the chance to write the victor story, if you will. And so there's a lot of stuff that people don't really know about. That's like people are now starting like, whoa, I had no idea this happened, or I had no idea that happened. It's like, yes, that will help you understand more of what you're seeing. And so it's worth it. It's worth it to be a little uncomfortable. That's why I wanted to just dare to start to try and talk about race and challenge myself to really talk about just race, my experience with race, and really bring this up. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I will be back with another Nautical Twist episode in just a few days, actually. So please, in the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy, and yeah, let's push for a better world. Bye for now.